Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to All Your Illuminati News. We got an amazing show today, something strange, and planned for September 23rd. Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe. We got look at this line of guests. Jacob Israel, Guy Tao, Tommy Truthful, Anya Saru, and your boy Donut. And we about to dive deep. We've been talking about the blue lights, the blue purple lights doing optogenetics, mind controlling the populace on a cellular level, blue Hawaii, great information that everybody here on this podcast has been bringing. Now, we've been talking about the blue roofs and Oprah's blue roofs and all the remains in Hawaii are still blue. And somebody pointed out that the Rothschild Mansion has also got a blue roof, so they'll be protected from any crazy things about to go down. And Mark safe from the craziness going down with the blue there as well. And I got Anya up on here because the color spectrum, something I think is going on, and I'd like to get his take on this. Is that the beginning of the year was all red. We saw, right? We got the Sam Smith concert where he was like the devil, and Doja Cat and Cardi B. And now it's going into blue. And even on like Rihanna's page, she's wearing blue, throwing out the red gear. Cardi B, Doja Cat. Ani, can you explain this a little bit for us right off the bat? Because I think that we're going through a transition or something, the splitting in the middle.
Sure. So I call it chromomancy. It's like color magic, and we talk about this often on Patreon and my YouTube about how colors are very much featured in the communication with spirits. So how they connect to the mind control. There's a book called Prometheus Rising. I think Robert Antoine Wilson wrote it. And the mind control is really based on how they can use waveform mechanics on a quantum physics level to control people's minds. For instance, every color has tetrahertz. We just figured out that blue has the 666 tetrahertz. Everybody is on par with that now that we see the over bombardment of blue in everything that's happening. By the way, I just figured out that the rapper Blueface recently just fought Floyd Mayweather, connection with weather. But he fought Mayweather in a boxing match. And I thought that was kind of odd because I never knew that Blueface fights or does anything, but I know they do onomatology. They line up names that have etymological roots and they connect it to the ritual. So you have Blueface referring to when the $100 bill started to become blue just recently within the last, 5 years, 5 to 10 years. And he is married, or I don't know if he's married, but his significant other is this other girl called Krishan Rock. And Christ is called the Rock. And I've been connecting how Dwayne Johnson, the Rock, grew up in Hawaii. And I showed people the connection to the Kamehameha of Hawaii. King Kamehameha actually was the first king of Hawaii. And the most famous anime attack that some of my generation may know is called the Kamehameha, which is a blue ray. And when you're looking into color physics, starting at the base red, that initiates you into the spiritual aspect. Malkuth starts at red. Infrared is the lowest frequency of waveforms. Blue starts the formulating of the frequencies. So blue is tangent to the formulation of bringing all of the frequencies together. So just to make that short, I think they're using the blue to formulate whatever ritual or spell they're about to cast. And it's connected astrological as well to some Vedic things that we have to look at.
Right. Yeah. And we did a fabulous podcast with Ani where he goes into the Vedic astrology with all of this blue, which will be released here on the page shortly. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. And I got everybody's links down below. Make sure to go subscribe to everybody. And Blueface was also recently stabbed as well in the news. So mm-hmm. I mean, you got all this blue in the news. Blue Hawaii, the Blue Beetle, the
Blue Steel. Blue Steel, the Trumpster.
Tell us about it, Jacob.
Oh, you know, this was something that I saw Marf on Marfugel News and TV. He's awesome. He put something out on Twitter and he said, Trump went with the Blue Steel, huh? And like, I didn't put the two and two together at first because I thought that's, you know, that's a weird thing. But then I saw other people picking up on it. And then I looked into it and I said, oh, this is Zoolander. Now, this is strange. I sent you a picture, by the way, if you can find it, where he actually appears in the film. It's crazy. In the opening of the film, he appears in Zoolander at 17 minutes and 17 seconds. Someone sent that to me after I did my show, which was, you know, just I just find that so interesting. It's almost like everything's coded. But yeah, so Marf puts this out. And I immediately thought to myself, well, there's probably more to it. And I thought about, you know, how we have this paradigm of this red and blue Republican and Democrat. And it's like, vote for the blue. And then here you got him given the blue steal, like the blue is going to steal something, you know, like S-T-E-A-L. And I find that pretty, I think it's interesting. I mean, I think everything's coded. I think God does all this for a reason. And so when I was looking into this, I'm like, I bet you Trump's in Zoolander. And he was very connected to it. He was actually big news too. He's the movie starts off and he gives the blue steel look, and then it cuts to a picture of the Statue of Liberty, and then it cuts directly to Trump at like 17 minutes, 17 seconds in the clip that I shared, which I find interesting. And you know, it's if we're in some kind of a simulation, like I believe that this is some, you know, created, we exist in a created reality. People have a problem with simulation theory. And I'm a man of faith. I believe that God created everything. It's not God. It's just the creation of God. It would be a simulacrum of the real thing, the image. And right now we're seeing the image, which is 666 blue. You know, we're seeing that everywhere where we just came out of having, you know, a good deal of time where we were looking at red. And I did like shows about red hair because that's very significant spiritually. The woman who went crazy on the train, I mean, on the plane, right? That Mother Fudgerson's not real. That lady, she, you know, there was a celebrity that was on board, Carrot Top. And I was like, he's red haired. And then all of a sudden this guy, Oliver Anthony, comes out of the woods and I'm like, he's red haired. And I just did a whole show about how, you know, the sound of freedom is the sound of Edom, and Edom is red-haired. So it's almost like we have this system that is kind of rising and it's about to take over. You know, it's about to take over. And I don't know if that's a bad thing because there's, you know, when I found out that blue was 666 in frequency, which I found so interesting, you know, I said, of course it is, right? Of course it is. I thought, is this a terrible thing? Because in scripture, it talks about how the throne of God is sapphire. You know, the throne of God, blue is very significant of God's rule and God's authority. And his throne is us. You know, the earth is his footstool. His throne is us. And man is a brute beast. The number is man, 666. So I see this where, like, at first I'd look at it, it was like, oh no, the beast system is taking over. This is all going according to plan and it's going to be what it's going to be, you know, and it's just exciting. It's exciting. Like, how on earth does Trump do the blue steel? And that went into so many other things. Like, why were they all smiling, right? Why was Kanye West's publicist part of this indictment? Why was she smiling like the movie Smile? I sent you a picture of that. I don't know if you get a chance to share it, but it's just strange because everybody's given this grimace. And I just talked about how, you know, we were fed the grimace shake, the grimace. And I said, I'm telling you, this is like a forced smile. And it all has to do with mind control, which is what Zoolander's all about. Smile. And if you looked at this woman's, I forgot her name, but she's Kanye West's publicist. She gave that smile in her mugshot, which is the shot heard around the world. Just all of this stuff coming together. It's incredibly interesting. And I think that it's something that we shouldn't be too frightened about, because there's other things coming. Like, right. Out there, like comets.
Yeah. So there's a comet about to come down. And Guy Tao, you just shared to me a video. Can I play this for everybody right now?
Well, yes, of course. Well, let me tell you that this is an experiment that they did in a school for kids. Now, the one that we see, the first on the left, yes, in the center of the screen, this is the kid that it's focused on. So let's see what happens with blue light, with kids. You can see that the kid is all the time, he's not comfortable, he's all the time not concentrate, he's looking for what to do with himself all the time. And then when they change the light for him, only for him, now you will see that he's going, wait a second, it's happening now, they change the, and now he's in the front, on the front, you see here him, there. He's on the front and very, there are things that we don't know of about MK Ultra and how they, the light, they call it blue ultra, red ultra. If you remember the 70s, right. The 80s, we used the blue ultra. So this is something that people can understand that they are working from the beginning, from kids, they are working on us. It's not it's not a mistake that we write with a blue pen, the color blue. And also when they take you marks, now it's black, but it was blue in the beginning. And the copy is blue if you touch it. Everything about the color is so important. And this is something that also, if you see, dear Alex, you can see that I sent you a link now, a new one about the blue police. And this is something that the Nazis, they knew it. And in the 30th of October, 1939, they create the blue police officially. This is the first time.
It's crazy.
And after that, they call them the Blues. The guys at the blue, with the blue.
And the police today, what they do, the support the blue, right?
Right. Support the blue.
Where's that?
Now, why?
Well, if blue is 666, you're supporting that system.
It's like when a person see this color, it makes something for the mind also. It have the control. For the woman, you use the blue to catch her eye.
Yes.
And you use the red, and you use the red, and you use the red for the man. You see the lady in red, and you see also the bull with a matador.
Right. Yeah.
So, and for men, you use the blue velvet, and you use for the woman, yes, and you use the blue police. They put the
when you marry somebody, something borrowed, something blue, And I got to tell you something. Listen, this is very interesting because it's really, we're talking about frequency here. And what Ani was talking about really just hit me because the Schumann resonance has been going crazy, right? And I for a while thought to myself, because I'm a writer, okay? And once again, I don't have any inside information, but I like to just think outside of the box. And I think to myself, how would you, like, if you wanted to change the resonance of the Earth, how would you do that? And I said, you'd probably put satellites all around the entire world. You'd cover it, and then what you do is you'd signal in your signal. You'd take over and just start blasting the world your signal. And you put towers up everywhere and blast it. And you change the frequency and you change the way people thought. Mind control on a whole other level. And guess what? They did it. They did it. And I wonder if that's the reason why we've had, you know, we've had some weird things going on with Schumann resonance. Weird things. Like, weird. I mean, frequency and vibration.
Well, it's not
go ahead.
Jacob, it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence because this is another link I sent about NASA, that the 30, in 1-2 days, there is the super moon, blue moon.
Blue moon, yeah.
So, yeah, this is from NASA. And what they put in the picture, wait, they put fire. Mm. They put fire.
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence. All of this is not a, and the sun, and the you see the sun is like shining all over. I mean, everything is there. Everything is there.
It's interesting.
And if you read a little bit about the moon.
Go ahead.
A little delay.
Yeah, it's because I'm from Israel, so.
Go on.
And if you read a little bit about the blue moon, you can see that I send you the link, the source of the name. Yeah. So if you can see it on the screen, now you can take over the source of the name.
Okay. Blue moon is a name given to a full moon in two different cases. A monthly blue moon and a seasonal blue moon. Despite its name, in practice, the color of the moon does not change at these times. Blue moon. You want me to keep going?
No, now go to the source of the name. This is what's interesting.
Okay, the source of the name in the highlight. You want me to do the highlight?
Yeah, only the highlight. Yes,
The origin of the name is the word believe, which means to betray. If a blue moon appears between these two events, the moon seems to betray.
Mm. Betrayed. So this is betrayal. That's the thing. Yeah, betrayal. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they are telling you, they're telling us, that they're going to betray us. They're not going to be truth.
So, well, that would be pretty much everything that they've been doing. It wouldn't be any different. It wouldn't be any different than what they're doing already.
Well, it's true, that's
I hear you.
And the last thing that I have about the date that is going to come tomorrow or day after about the great blue moon that they call it, it's the Georgian calendar that they took away. Yes, they took away, I think there were 10 days from the calendar in 1582. It was March 21 was 10 days after. I mean, they took 10 days, the Vatican. So they control everything.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you know, going on to this whole blue wave and all this, this book was written in the 40s, and the guy who wrote it ended up mysteriously passing away, just like the guy who wrote Zoolander mysteriously passes away.
Weird, right?
Just like Alexander McQueen, who did this fashion show, like, you know, Balenciaga fashion show. Alexander McQueen was like the queen of fashion shows before Balenciaga, and he passed away right after he did this event with the elect the showcasing the new technologies. So the VMAs and all this showcases the new technologies. And this book, Brainwaves and Death, the guy wrote in the 40s, and it was a fictional book, but he was exposing some truths that was connected to the television as well. The people who put on the operation were also in charge of the television as well. And it's weird because it's blue. Like, this is a book in the 40s.
Right.
And they highlight the blue beam in it. I think that's very fascinating and important, because all this Hawaii blue, they're doing this deep sea mining so they can get these nauticals in the ocean. And Hawaii put up a ban so they couldn't do it just days before the 8/8 Lionsgate event. Because these nauticals have the technology in them, the cobalt or whatever it's called, for the smart cities and the optogenetics with the LED light bulbs that will do this on a cellular level, just like we just saw how the blue light, I'm wearing the blue blockers.
I need to get some. Us.
Yeah, these are like $15.
I need some blue blockers.
Tommy Truthful, what's going on over there? How are you doing?
I had you on mute. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good.
How you doing? How you guys doing? I'm just excited to be here with all you guys today, and you know, grateful. I really love Jacob's work, and thankful, you know, to have him. I recently put you a channel up on Truth Mafia just so we could share your work with our people, and they love your stuff, man. That one you did on demonic possession was so phenomenal.
Yeah, it was from a long time ago.
I mean, it's got over 6,000 views, I think, from just on there. So, yeah, I did a little presentation, Donut, if I could share my screen. I kind of threw it together a little fast, but while you guys were talking, but I could show you this blue fire code that I'm working on.
It's not done yet,
so I'm going to add a lot more to it. I actually threw this together while they were all talking. So,
all right. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me
know when I can share your screen.
Okay, you're ready.
Okay, and we just crashed through almost, we're over 2,000, and we're streaming on so many different platforms.
Wow.
So I want to remind everybody to please smash that like button. This will get us into the algorithm, so when people wake up or they go check their phone, they'll be able to see this awesome information. And I got Guy Tao, Tommy Truthful, Jacob Israel, Anya Saru's, all their links down below. Go subscribe to their channels as well. Pretty please. Jacob,
there you are, brother. You got your own little spot.
Wow. Thank you, man.
You know, it's pretty cool, man. The whole team's over here.
That means a lot. I appreciate you. Thank you.
I mean, we got a lot of people on here. Your boy Rex. I'm doing an episode with me and Rex on 9/11.
He's an awesome dude.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, man. He's a legend, too. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's my daughter's birthday on 9/11.
Oh, is it?
I got to tell you, I'm not going to pull too much away from you, but, you know, she turns 20, and there's a lot. Her name is Shiloh. And I mean, it's just there was a lot. She was born at the instant the first plane hit the tower. You know, they were watching. It was exactly that. 2 years from that moment. And, you know,
bro, I would love to decode her for you just to see her numerology. I bet it's
Shiloh.
So
she's interesting. So that's where I'm going to be for her birthday. But I'll tell you, that's going to be a popping day.
Yeah, well, you know, congratulations to your daughter. That's a cool birthday to have.
It is.
There's a lot of people that think Yeshua HaMashiach or Jesus, whatever you want to call him, was really born on 9/11. And that's
I
why
agree.
They
yeah, 3 BC.
So, yeah,
right?
Pretty cool. But this blue code, and guys, bear with me. I really literally threw this together in 5 minutes. I wish I could have added more to it. But so we have Louisiana on fire, right? They call it this Tiger Island fire. And if you look at Tiger Island in numerology, first of all, gematria, it comes from Jewish Kabbalah mysticism going back to Babylon. They've been using it for centuries. I personally don't believe like there's some guy behind a mirror controlling it all. I think it's a source code that we're tapped into. You know, that's my belief on it. I do believe they know how to hack the frequency and shift the energy. Right. Because if I know how to do it, they obviously know how to do it. So Tiger Island fire equals 156, like August 10th. August 10th was the day they came out with Fire and Fury. And remember when we interviewed Logan, I said, what card is connected to that day in the deck of cards? Because you have a birth card. And he said it was Trump's card. Trump's card, which Fire and Fury came from Donald Trump originally. So Eclipse of the Sun is also 156, and 9/11 is the 156 prime number. So from the day this story was trending, which Louisiana has the blue flag, from the day it was trending, August 8th, until the upcoming eclipse, that is a ring of fire eclipse.
Right.
Goes over the Four Corners area on George Floyd's birthday, October 14th. That's 47 days away, which Tetragrammaton is 47. Jacob, I'm sure you know what Tetragrammaton is. You know, in the older Bible, some people say it's connected to Tan, but a lot of Jewish cultures would call God Tetragrammaton or Atan, you know, and then the flames we see burning in Greece, right? Well, what's the color of Greece's flag?
Yeah, blue.
Blue. And ain't Hawaii blue too, guys? I didn't get that far into it yet, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's the red, white, and blue. Okay. But they got the blue Hawaii. Everything's like blue. Yes.
Yeah. And then you got Trump with the blue steel, which I sent Dona a slide on that. I'll have him pull it up in a second. So this is the last supermoon until 2037. Now, anytime in numerology, guys, you drop the zero, it has no value. 237 gamma code crack, 237. This has to do with what's really going on with the sun reinstating ancient consciousness, waking people up. See, what I believe is the sun is a tool from God, and that's why it's breaking the frequency right now and waking people up.
I agree with you. Go on.
What are they doing, Jacob? Trying to block the sun?
Right. No, I agree with you. I that's what the solar flares and everything else. This is something that I've been saying. It's like, you know, sir. Man makes their plans and man thinks they can figure stuff out, but God directs the way, you know, so that, you know, so like, let them do what they're doing. It's, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be.
I love that. Man plans, God laughs. I like that saying a lot too.
Yeah, and Ani could fill us in a little more. Like, Ani, there's a lot of people talking about how the solar flares, or even certain people might end up having powers from it. Could you touch on that?
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, they're called coronal mass ejections. They've been speaking about it since the plandemic. And a lot of people have been speculating that there is a power that has cosmic energy. That's, some people call it Nibiru. Some people call it Sirius, the Sirius star, where the sun is projecting these rays down here and activating DNA, 12-strand DNA. And that you're going to not only get super abilities, you're going to enter into deeper, subtle bodies. And the deeper you get into the subtle bodies and into the genetic code, you're able to enter into a multiverse quantum body of yourself. What I mean by that, sometimes when you dream, you dream about things that probably never happened in the time span of your lifetime, but it feels so real that it actually happened. Well, in quantum theory or string theory, you have a multiverse version of yourself. When you make a left, there is a version of yourself when you made a right.
Right.
And we're connected multidimensionally to that reality. So these rays are activating us. And absolutely, brother, there's going to be people that get abilities.
Man, I got to tell you, Ani, I love you, man.
And God says that.
I love you, dude. Tal, I love you. I love you all, don't I?
Love you all.
For sure. Here. I love y'all.
Same here.
This is like hard fact truth. The problem is no one will believe it unless they're willing to believe it. But this is like he's speaking truth here.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I wanted him to elaborate on that. And even in the Bible, you can back it up. Like the verse, the blood in the final days, the bloodline of David will be like the Elohim. Well, what would Elohim? Entities that had powers and abilities. So
you want to hear something crazy, Tommy, is that we talk about a lot of the red hair stuff, right? This is something that I've been talking about on the channel a lot. And I always thought it saw as like a negative. And I found out King David had red hair. Solomon had red hair. Caesar had red hair. And then I was like, oh my goodness. Well, how many people have red hair? They're like 2% of the population has red hair. And I start to think, it's like, have I gotten this all wrong? Like, is there more to this story? I mean, you know, that video that went around that's gone viral about the blue and that being the frequency, you know, 666, it has to do with the hair and how the hair can kind of receive everything. Samson set fire to everything because he was upset. He found...
No, Jacob, let me tell you something about Samsung. Samsung in Hebrew is Shimshon. Shimshon is the name Shemesh, is sun. The sun is in Samson name, Shemesh. Now you talk about the Hebrew and you talk about Elohim. Elohim, when you divide it in two words, it's El Hayam also. It's the God of the sea. The sea is also blue. When we see, and you see in Moses, when he cut in two the sea, he cut it in two to pass over. Now, when you take Egypt, yes, look at the logo that have our good brother Tommy, dear Tommy, he have the pyramid. Now, why the pyramid is like this also in the back of the dollar? Because the sun, yes, the sun is only the point of a big pyramid. There is a big pyramid up and we are getting the light from the point of the pyramid. This is why they have in the back of the dollar, like what Tommy have in his logo, there is a sun in the back of, on the top of the pyramid, because this is the sun. And then will be light. I mean, everything is there. And it happens only in the back on a $1, because they said in God we trust. And it's very interesting. It's very interesting because also you talk about the dreaming. I believe that.
Used to be a sacred symbol of masculine energy, the upward facing triangle. Then if it's downward facing, it's the sacred feminine, represents the womb, the chalice, but they have demonized it and attached negative energy to it. Just like with the 666, how Jacob broke
that's
that
what
down.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, I thought everything was, you know, so here's the thing, right? So this is strange because we're about to witness a huge shift in everything that's going to happen. Before Trump, you know, lost the election, I had this, I had a weird dream. And this is something that's been kind of key on my channel for a long time. And I said, he's going to lose the election. And I said, it's going to look like he's going to lose everything, but don't be a sucker, because in the end, he's going to be back. He's going to be more influential than ever. And we're going to be biding our time. You know, if you look at just everything from who these people are to their names, to all of the stuff that surrounds it, you can decode it. And understand that we're entering, you know, we were force-fed people that were different, but like the perverse nature of it. Like we were force-fed to hate, and we were force-fed so that we'd want things to come in and swoop and change it. We were force-fed this stuff so that we'd vomit, and we'd be so sick of it that we'd be cheering for someone to bring it to an end. And forget the legal system now. We got to change the legal system. Forget how long it takes for this stuff and these lawyers. We need to just do something about it. And it's been a setup, and that's what's happening. Samson, if you take the word and you unscramble it, Mason. It's very strange. And
oh, wow.
yeah. If you want, and it's very strange, and you got to understand that the Masons are the builders, and just a little while ago they blew up the Georgia Guidestones. That was the, that was their relic. That was their, they've accomplished what they wanted to do, so they blew it up. We're entering into a whole new era, and it's going to coincide with this comet that's coming. It's going to coincide with the second eclipse that's coming. And I got to tell you something. I'm cool with it. Samson wasn't a great godly man. Samson was like, he was not the best, but Samson was known for fire. So is Trump. Trump came in and he shared this meme where it was him playing the fiddle. He's like, I don't know what this means, but I like it. He knew what it meant. Rome is burning. Rome is in charge. Everything that's been is now Rome in wrestling. I used to be the head writer of World Wrestling, believe it or not, back in the day. Wrote for all those guys. Chris Rock. You know, we get slapped at the Oscars. The Rock, who had that challenge where he was hit by Hart. I mean, the symbolism, and God's placed me in these positions that are just, they just blow me away.
Right. Rome, and just recently,
Rome, right now in WWE, Rome still reigns. And the twins, this is Jey Uso and the other, these are for the wrestling fans. They're twins. They were, you know, this is a big thing. Right now, we're in that moment with Christ. We have Pilate. We literally have Pilate. Elon Musk walked in with the hand sink. And he says, you want Trump back? You tell me. Voice of the people is the voice of God. Vox Populi, Vox Dei. There's Pilate. We got the beast. We got it all playing out. It's exciting. It's exciting.
And continue. Sorry.
But when he shared that thing about Nero, and he was pictured as Nero as bringing in the fires, and God brings fire in this last era. I mean, is it any wonder that we have fires everywhere? It's like, this is exciting. This is why if you're a good person and you have a good heart and you love and you're kind and you're charitable and you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter what they're doing. Blue's everywhere for a reason. That's the throne of God. God's throne is the beast system. You don't think he's in charge? It's all coming together. I think it's very cool. I'm sorry, I went on a little bit.
No, you're good. And also, I think that's amazing because I grew up on wrestling and like the WWE, first you could see the 33 or an M&M, just like the Georgia Guidestones when that collapsed. I don't know where I just had it up just a second ago, but it has the M&M on the Georgia Guidestones
and
as well.
M&M right now is in the news because he gave a cease and desist to what's his name, Vivek.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, that's so interesting. M&M's in the news too. He's known as Rabbit, B Rabbit. We're in right? The year of the rabbit, so yep. I'm always looking out for something with him. But a ritual that seems to go down is I'm looking at the 36th parallel. And this wrestler who's known as the Blue, he's the Blue, and he did the Blue match right here.
Oh, my God.
SmackDown.
I just talked about him.
He just passed away.
It's 36-year anniversary, Donut. And what's heart controls the weather, the blue sky. I mean, this is the 36th anniversary of heart.
So he's connected to Blue, though, Alex? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so his last fight was the Blue match. And I learned this from a subscriber. Thank you so much. So all the comments you put down below, you are helping us out a lot as well. But it was the Blue match. It turned from red match to the Blue match.
Oh, my God.
And he played against John Cena, who's the green. And I think the green is a big part of this like color-coded ritual, as you could see him throwing up the 666 hand sign. Just like the pitch black. And there, I mean, Claus has already warned us about the cyber event to come. And Mountain Dew has got the pitch black, which is hinting at a grid down, and I always thought this was interesting that you could see a little
devil hand
right there.
Donut, guess what, brother? Blue what? Fire equals 36, dude.
Oh, okay, so what? This 36 parallel is
talking about that.
Yeah, so the 36 parallel, all the rituals, all these crazy events that are going down are happening on this 36 ley line. The ley line is super important, especially to the Templars. They called it the dragon line. So the Templars,
which are the Masons.
The Masons are an arm of the Templars. And
they're connected. Go on.
So the ley lines are important. So this is how we uncover how the world actually works, and anybody can do it. You don't have to be an elite if you understand symbology, astrological alignments, and geomancy. It's all there. It's a story in front of our face, just like Bob Barker, for example. He just passed away, and he has Studio 33,
right,
just like the 33rd degree or the WW. And the WW, the W itself is a symbol for the 23 enigma as well, because we're looking out for September 23rd. That's what I'll put in the title, and I'll get into that. But the 33rd studio closed down this year on its 50th year. The 50th year is the Jubilee year.
It's huge, yeah.
So the Jubilee year after the Shemitah is the 50th year, the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, the 50th state, and 50 Cent on tour. So I'm looking out for him. Is happening now. Like the Liberty Bell is dedicated to the 50th year as well. So there's a lot of symbology going down. There's this, I want to play this clip of somebody that broke into Disneyland before I get into the Green Comet and September 23rd. But this kid has a YouTube channel, and he broke into the back room of Disneyland, and it is it's creepy. I'm gonna just play a clip of it, just the reaction of these people. It's an eerie video.
I've been freaking trying to get out of here for the last like 10, 15 minutes.
You work for the past
window? No, I just freaking tried to go to the bathroom, and then I found myself in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, I'm a guest. Where's my card?
Let me get Carolyn to help walk me
out. Okay.
So it's just like he breaks into this, and I started decoding this place that he broke into in Florida, and it's at the Epcot Center. And this one's really strange. This clip, right here, they show this carousel room. This carousel room is super creepy looking. But the Epcot ball is designed after like a Freemasonic Pythagorean, the 47, just like the 47 trunks at the tree. But check this out. It's the wonders of life. You could see the 23 DNA strand right there. This was going to teach the kids about health. It was all about teaching them about health. And they were going to demolish it, a selective demolition, on September 11th in 2012. And they were going to open it back up February 19th. But because of what went down, they couldn't reopen it. So it's just sitting there. And this is one of their attractions. It's called Cranium Command. And this is going to teach the kids about health. And think about cranium. Cranium is the mind, right? The brain, even though we don't know exactly where the mind is, but the brain is the cranium. They even use that. So it's Cranium Command. Command is control. So it's technically, it's mind control. So they have this place called Mind Control. The logo is the pentagram, which is Venus, because it all ties back to actually the female Illuminati. And here's the Tudor Rose. But I mean, it's a pentagram as well for their logo. And that's it. That's just crazy.
If you can stay in this photo, the entry of
the DNA.
Yeah, please. Okay. Now, if you see it, the symbol of the Wonder Life is like a Wi-Fi. And yes, and also it's blue because you have also the Bluetooth, you know, that it's in the air. And It's not, well, they took the tooth because we have the the wisdom ones, yes, on the back. All the dentists are taking out the wisdom of the the wisdom tooth, and people don't realize they call wisdom because it have a reason why. You understand? So this is and you see the DNA. They have one that is like silver color. It's like the garbage DNA. They say that we have a garbage DNA because they don't know what it is. I mean,
yes, well, the junk DNA.
It's a lot to say about that, but you know, it's a lot about to talk about this because you know the DNA is the letter of Jacob that they twisted, you know, and now the angels that have to come, they call it angels, they have to come up and down, you know, they like twist them, so it's difficult for them to to contact and connect. And Annie, he talked about the dream, I believe, before, yes, if I'm not confusing. And you take Joseph was he came to Egypt and solved all the dreams of the Pharaoh, you know, and Joseph was the one that had the blue and white dress that was really famous, and now we use it as a talit in the Judaism. So it's all there. I mean, everything is there.
Right. I'm gonna pull up this picture of Joseph. Yeah, the tali. Ani has broken that down as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the. So there's this story, Ani, happening, and a guy in Israel that I'm not too hip to the story, but there is like some sort of like, I don't know. There's some sign saying that like some animals are showing up and some snails are showing up or some octopus. I don't really know, but there's a lot of signs happening over there. And Ani, you know a lot about this.
Yes. So there's a story that connects to the Necronomicon. H.P. Lovecraft had a Jewess as a wife named Sonya Green, who taught him about the apocalypse versions of Judaism, apocalyptic Judaism. And what she gave him in knowledge is about how the Israelites got their Tekelet blue color, and it comes from a particular type of squid. It's like a squid or some sort of arthropod called the Helazon. And the Helazon is, I forgot the
organism. Yes, I'm gonna tell you. Helazon is the one that have on the back his right. House round one. I don't know his name in English. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm speaking about the trunculus. It's a particular type of squid. And back when they were in the production of obtaining blue as a color for royalty, how did they produce the royal color of blue? They will get the blue blood from this trunculus. I forgot the bioorganism, but it's called Helazon in the mythology.
It's meshi. It's called meshi. The name is Meshi.
Okay.
Helazon, Meshi, yes.
Okay.
It's messy. It's all messy. And you know what else?
It's messy.
Horseshoe crab's blood, blue. But go on.
Yeah, I was going to also the crab, because when they imploded the Titanic craft, what was it called again?
The Sapphire. Oh,
the Shamir. That was Solomon's Shamir.
The submersible, when they imploded it, it was during Cancer. And at the top of the Masonic thing, you got the 69 connected to Cancer, and crabs, they have blue blood called hemocyanin. That's the name of the blue blood.
The blue bloods.
Yeah, right. And the crazy thing, the connection I was going to make just now, there's a new video. My astrologist, shout out to Kalini. She just told me there's a new video out about a guy on a boat at Lahaina. And he has footage that the fire actually started around 4 p.m. on that day. And if you look into Vedic astrology, the nakshatra of 4 p.m. is Kritika. And if you look into Kritika, Kritika is called the star of fire. So they're doing this thing based on a Vedic astrological type thing. And the connection to the blue, there's a bird. The Kritika bird is a peacock that is blue. The bird connected to the nakshatra is pure blue. And the crazy thing is that he was talking about 36. Kritika equals 36 in gematria.
What, 36?
Kritika equals 36 in gematria. Of course, 666 is the 36 triangular number.
Bray Wyatt.
Just yesterday, the UNC Tar Heels University was just shot up by a person.
Come on.
And the Cadill Laboratories is where someone was killed. And the UNC Tar Heels, they have the blue. They're known for their blue color of whatever the school's colors are. Mm. So they're really aligning this thing in rhythms of what they're doing ritualistically. But I wanted to give you a connection to Kritika, because Kritika is called the star of fire. And what initiated all of this is a fire. And there's also a connection to 127. Kritika also equals 127. And I connected how The Rock played the Hawaiian King in a movie called The King. And I talk about King Kill rituals. The Rock is from Polynesia, but he grew up in Hawaii.
Are we talking about Dwayne Johnson? The Rock?
Yes, Dwayne Johnson. He's Polynesian.
He played Maui too.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just about to say that. He played Maui in the movie Moana, but he announced that there's going to be a new Moana.
I was his writer. Isn't that weird? I was his writer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Well, that's great. He was my favorite.
Isn't that wrestler. Weird?
Very yeah, weird.
And Rey Mysterio.
I wasn't his main writer. There were two guys. It was me and Brian. Brian was his main writer, probably stayed with him. But Rock on the Down Low would come to me and say, hey, man, could you write me this promo? And he would often use the promo I wrote. Brian didn't even know. He was a smart guy. And he was very nice. He was very nice, too. You know, so I found it very strange. Yeah, I left WWE when he went to play Scorpion King, which makes a lot of sense.
Well, this whole thing is connected.
And when you talk about the blue bird, don't forget about the movie K-Pax, that he said that when you see he gave a mission to one of them to see a blue bird, and when he see a blue bird, this is the sign that is going to be released. I mean,
you know what's weird, Bluebird? Yeah. Because of course
beautiful
we have
what you said, Annie.
And Annie, I want you to finish off what you were saying too. But he brought up Bluebird, and I'm thinking of X and how the Bluebird is now gone. You know, in Back to the Future, there is the Bluebird in the first one is there, and then when they change time, Bluebird's gone. It's very strange. And the Bluebird's gone in our timeline. I find that so interesting. But go on, Ani. I'm sorry, brother.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to connect The Rock to the whole thing because he's from... I want everybody to keep their eyes on Polynesia because I believe they're about to do the next thing in Polynesia. Because when The Rock announced that there's going to be a new Moana addition to the film on April 3rd of this year... That was 127 days before August 8th, the Maui fire. And he played the Maui fire god in Moana. Well, Polynesia equals 127. Bavarian Illuminati equals 127. And the Taco Bell in Lahaina, we know the Taco Bell is connected to the Illuminati eye symbolism. It was on 127 Ohawa Street. And Ohawa is a Polynesian wood. And you're thinking about burning. the burning of wood. So there's a connection to 127 and the miracle house, the woman who stayed in the house that didn't burn down. Her name is Dora Milliken.
Dora, like the tropical storm Dora?
The tropical storms.
You mean like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz?
Right. The tropical storms of wind is what fueled the fire.
Right. How crazy is that? Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Exactly. And she equals 127 in Jamaica.
What?
Yeah. And Dora equals 127. And her name, Dora Milliken, equals 127. So
wow.
That's crazy, dude. Dora the Explorer.
Now,
I have four children.
I want to talk about the September 23rd real quick. There's a lot of predictive programming. I was seeing it in my comic.
I got a lot on that too, Donut. When you're
every
done,
single brother. Movie has like October, I'm sorry, September 23rd is like the day.
And yeah, we had a major astrological alignment on that day in 2017 that filled biblical prophecy.
Oh my God, it was my favorite time to be a YouTuber was during that time. September 23rd, 2007. Yep. Oh my God, and remember that. How can I forget that?
9 + 2 + 3 = 14. It's the Osiris code. What they're trying to do is put Osiris back together again. So a lot of people think there's going to be a major event on 9/23/23. I did a whole video about it on my Instagram, Tommy Truthful TV, last night. And you remember that video I sent you, Donut, of End Times Matrix, how she breaks it down. They thought it was going to happen in 2017. I think they were off with their timeline a little, but it's about the Ogdoad, the eight creator deities, and, you know, birthing of Jupiter, Osiris, this Antichrist figure. So what we're looking at for this ritual, guys, is the Omega event and the destruction of the
Omega event. That's all about Elon Musk wearing the Omega shirt, the Omega this, the Omega that.
Yeah, me and Donut have been talking about it for a long time.
Me too.
He brought it up on our first podcast, and I kind of broke it down for him. I was like, yeah, you know, Omega, it's that 24 number like Jupiter, and it ties into Jupiter a lot. And I think that'll be the grand finale, you know, which we'll see the destruction of the Golden Gate Bridge. And that will be the next 9/11 type event.
Yeah. I think that the Omega event is connected to the dollar collapse and all this happening. And this is what's so good about everybody teaming up and talking, because I learned so much and it all just synchronizes and connects that. The Titanic, Ani brought up in our when we did the stream on Patreon that will be released soon, brought up the sapphire of the Titanic. And I'm like, man, JP Morgan, they also got the sapphire credit card. JP Morgan's blue. It's all banking rituals. And we're coming up on this blue moon and a huge eclipse that's going to be celebrating the 322 year of Yale, which has been in America longer than America has been around. And that's where Skull and Bones is at. And this September 23rd date, I just put a couple of slides of the predictive programming in movies. In the movie Little Shop of Horrors, right, you can see a checkerboard floor right there. They say on the 23rd day of September, this is when this eclipse, an unexpected total eclipse end of the world happens. And right now we're going to have an unexpected 3-day eclipse, according to this channel, Logic Before Authority. He broke down this video right here, how this is going to cause a 3-day eclipse of this green comet.
So cool. I hope that happens. That'll be so cool.
A mysterious green comet is approaching Earth. So that goes into the whole green thing, like how it's red, blue,
Osiris.
Nishirumu.
This is Osiris, Donut.
Yeah, Osiris, the Wizard of Oz, Ozzy Osbourne is green. Good call, Tommy. And so the 3 days makes me think of the 3 days of darkness, which I don't know anything about. But here's all the predictive programming of September 23rd. Knowing, which brought the bunny rabbits onto the ship with the aliens. The solar flare hit the 22nd and 23rd.
Yep.
You've got Tomorrowland, the disaster strikes on September 23rd. Even Kanye showed the blue eclipse during Donda, and
he's shown his butt on a video right now where he's in Italy and his wife is. He's showing a lot of stuff.
Well, you know, So here's the rapture that took place on 9/23 in the End of the World movie. This movie right here, I don't want to say the title of it. The Big Bang Theory. You could see the right here, that and Asteroid Strike.
Yep.
Sleepy Hollow, the 23 Enigma, Sleepy Hollow, Ghostbusters as well. And Ghostbusters is super occult. You can see that pyramid we were talking about in the beginning with the sun rays. And here's the two pillars. And they do the sex magic rituals to unlock the key to the Sodomic portals, probably. And Aykroyd, interesting enough, the star of Ghostbusters, he teamed up with Isaac and they created this Memphis pyramid. I don't think they built it, but they were in control of it, which is 32 floors. And there's just a lot of like, it's almost 322 feet up high.
Wow.
It used to say 322, but now it says it's 2 meters shy of it. But it's in Tennessee, which is on that 36th parallel. So this 23 Enigma for September 23, it goes deep because 9/11, if you add 9/11 and 2001 together, it equals 23.
So
there's a lot of Caesar was stabbed 23 times.
Yeah, right.
Conspiracy. Right. And what's your guys' thoughts on this 23rd event that's about up here?
Could I finish a breakdown on the 923 real quick, Donut?
Yes.
Because I got a whole little thing on that. If I could share my screen real quick, I could show some slides out of this video just so people get an idea of what it's all about for real, because this has been building up for quite a long time. And I introduced a lot of people to it, but the original work came from End Times Matrix News, who introduced me to it. And this 923 code, we see it in The Simpsons. We see it over and over again. It's connected to Black Star, but it's mainly connected to Osiris, the rebirthing of Osiris. Mm. That's what the whole thing's about. This bringing
is it a video?
Yeah. We don't need audio. I'm just
okay.
Slides.
Cool.
Yeah. Just slides. But it's the rebirth of Osiris, putting the Antichrist, you know, back together again, because that's what he represents. Osiris, this dead god. He was chopped up in 14 pieces, and then his wife found 13 of the pieces. Made a gold phallus, performed necromancy with it, and little Horus was born. It's of September 23 of 2024 is exactly 7 years from when biblical prophecy was fulfilled in 2007.
Yeah, man, Revelation 12:9 is crazy, man. Go on, you're speaking my language.
These two twin eclipses that make the X over the New Madrid fault line. And they're 7 years apart. December 14th was during the Corona eclipse in Argentina. And that's
smack dab in the middle. Tommy, yeah, smack dab in the middle of those eclipses. That was the day the first virus of the crown wackadoo came out.
Yeah.
During that eclipse.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah, you're right. And it was during, and I think it all has to do with these coronal mass ejections that Ani was talking about. So this first Phoenix event that they did was on the East Coast, and it represented the two DNA strands fell. The one was erected, the third strand DNA, in the image of Lucifer, Nimrod, and Apollo. The two towers of Babel fell. It's the merging of the two realities. The two became the one. That's what that whole ritual is about, representing the Silver Gates, which man reincarnates through, so they say. And then in the middle, we have this 88 point, where the eclipse 2017 went right over that 88 point St. Louis, where they say the arch is some type of a portal, and that represents the Lion's Gate right there, guys, the 88. So We had the one on 9/11 already happen. We're going to have one in the middle and one on the West Coast. And the destruction of the Golden Gate will be the grand finale. That'll be the collapse of the physical currency. That'll be bringing forth the digital beast system, putting Osiris back together again, this one world global governance. That's what it's all about, this 923 Osiris code. I've been breaking it down for 4 years now. And most people you don't hear talk about it. So I'm really glad Donut's looking into it, because anytime me and Donut bounce things off each other, we always go so much deeper. He looks at it from a different angle than I do, and then we bounce it off each other, and it always makes for really good content. But yeah, that's all I had, Brother Donut.
Well, what an incredible show. And I got everybody's links down below. Guy Tao, right there. You got to go subscribe to Radioact TV. Tommy Truthful. Check out the Truth Mafia. I got all Tommy Truthful's links down below and YouTube. Ani Asaru, wonderful Patreon. Always bringing, like, the dopest knowledge. Got his YouTube link down below as well. And Jacob Israel. I got his book link down below and his YouTube. Make sure you go subscribe.
Please.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before I sign off? I'm going to sign off at 11:11. Yes.
I won't. Well, there is something that called Deep Blue. That I send you also a link. It was a chess playing expert system of IBM. Sorry, that IBM is the mother of Bill Gates. Yeah.
Right.
And she was the one that makes the computer for the Nazis to take control and write all the Jewish, all the catalogs. Yes, yes, yes. Everything is connected, my friends. And the Deep Blue is the chess. Yes. Thank you very much.
Holy crap.
Yeah, right. So these are, yeah. So here you have the checkboard of the Masons, of course.
Right. Wow.
Everything is there.
That's awesome, Tal.
Everything is blue. Everything is blue. Thank you for sharing that. That's very important. IBM, Hawaii. This whole Hawaii thing is straight connected to intelligence. Bill Gates,
100%. IBM,
Dell Computer. It's blue. That's where it's at. That's where Edward Snowden was working at. I mean, wild, wild stuff. Now, thanks, everybody. Yes, Jacob. Thank you. Everybody, smash that like button.
Please hit the like button. And don't worry, little troll. We seen you. You got your point across, T-Stalker. We seen you.
11:11, baby.
11:11. I'm ending it now. Thank you, everybody. Much love and God bless you.
Peace out, guys.
I'm just going to keep dancing.